Russia vows retaliation after intercepting missiles, drones over Belgorod. Russia has vowed to respond after Ukrainian forces launched a wave of drones and missiles at its western Belgorod region between January 3 and January 4. In a statement, the Russian Ministry of Defense said its air defense forces successfully shot down 8 US-made MGM-140 Army tactical missile system at Belgorod, and another 72 drones that the Ukrainian troops had launched toward Belgorod. These actions by the Kyiv regime, supported by Western curators, will be met with retaliatory measures, the Russian Defense Ministry said. In a subsequent statement, the Russian military said its S-400 and Panzer SMS-400 surface-to-air missile crews successfully prevented all of the ATACMS. The ATACMS missiles are among the longest-ranged weapons the United States has supplied to Ukrainian forces in their ongoing war with Russia. Ukrainian forces had initially used these tactical ballistic missiles within their pre-war borders, but President Joe Biden's administration has gradually loosened restraints on when and where Ukrainian forces can use U.S.-supplied long-range weapons. Ukrainian forces have increasingly used these missiles in recent weeks to strike targets within Russia's borders. After Ukrainian forces appeared to use ATACMS and Storm Shadow cruise missiles to strike inside Russia's borders in November, Russian forces launched what they claimed was a new hypersonic medium-range ballistic missile, dubbed Oreshnik, at the Ukrainian city of Dnipro. Russia's military previously threatened specific retaliatory responses after suspected ATACMS strikes on a Russian airfield on December 11, 2024. Russian forces subsequently announced strikes targeting a Patriot anti-aircraft missile system and facilities operated by the Luch Design Bureau, a Ukrainian armsmaker. New strikes across Western Russia. The latest Ukrainian salvo targeting Belgorod occurred as the Biden administration has moved to transfer as much military and financial support to Ukraine as possible before he leaves office on January 20. This week, the Biden announced about $2.5 billion in new military assistance for Ukraine, while the U.S. Treasury Department announced it had directed $3.4 billion in new budget support to Kyiv. The Biden administration's efforts to ramp up aid for Ukraine come amid uncertainty about how President-elect Donald Trump will handle the geopolitical issue. Even as Russian forces continue their grinding march west across Ukraine, Kyiv has devoted significant resources to take the fighting to Russian territory and to maintain a foothold they established in Russia's Kursk border region in August. In addition to blunting a wave of drones and missiles targeting Belgorod, the Russian military reported intercepting additional Ukrainian drones targeting its western Kursk, Voronezh, Pskov, and Leningrad regions on January 4. Ukrainian forces, separately, claimed a successful high-precision strike on a Russian military command center in the Kursk village of Mariino on January 2. Ukraine's military didn't specify what weapons were used in the attack. Alexander Kinchtein, Kursk's acting governor, claimed Ukrainian missile strikes hit civilian residential areas in the nearby village of Ivanovskoy on the same day. In his Time magazine 2024 Person of the Year interview last month, Trump tied continued U.S. support for Ukraine to his overall plan to negotiate an end to the fighting. Asked whether he would abandon Ukraine, Trump said, "I want to reach an agreement, and the only way you're going to reach an agreement is not to abandon." However, Trump registered his disapproval with the Biden administration's move to allow Ukraine to escalate its attacks inside Russia. "I disagree very vehemently with sending missiles hundreds of miles into Russia. Why are we doing that? We're just escalating this war and making it worse. That should not have been allowed to be done," Trump said.